Tales from Mossy Bottom Farm, Pranks a Lot. Written by Martin Howard and read by Justin Fletcher. Dust danced in the film projector's light beam. Sitting on rows of hay bales in the dark barn, the flock munched popcorn and gazed up at the evening's film. An educational movie called How to Grow a Prize-Winning Turnip. A few years ago, the farmer had bought the film because he dreamed of winning the Gold Cup at the Mossy Bottom Turnip Festival. A dream that had died when he presented the turnip he had raised all summer with love and care. It was exactly the same shape as a very small bottom. Instead of winning the cup, the farmer had been awarded a plastic mug bearing the words, "World's Stupidest Turnip." In disgust, he had tossed the movie, the mug and the turnip into the back of the shed and sworn that he was finished with root vegetables forever. Sean grinned as he remembered that the farmer had started planting radishes just a week later, vowing that they would be the biggest radishes ever grown. When it came to root vegetables, the farmer just couldn't stop. Balancing on the edge of his hay bale, Sean watched the film. It wasn't very exciting. In his opinion, there weren't quite enough car chases and explosions and big dance scenes. Only Nuts was really enjoying it. From the corner of his eye, Sean saw him wipe away tears when the star pulled a huge turnip from the ground and showed it proudly to the camera. Now the movie was coming up to the big finish. The star was washing the muck off his turnip and was about to lay it next to some smaller turnips which hadn't been grown using his amazing methods. Sean sat forward. It wasn't a great movie, but he'd sat through an hour of turnips and he wasn't going to miss the ending. Bitzer slumped against him, snoring in his ear. Sean was almost deafened by the sound, which was not unlike the noise of someone slurping the last of a milkshake through a straw. Glaring, Sean shoved the sheepdog away. Bitzer mumbled and tried to sit up and fell back onto Sean's shoulder. It had been a long day, checking things off on his clipboard, blowing his whistle and leaning against the gate. He was dog tired. Making happy noises, he wriggled around to get comfy and started snoring again. A dribble of drool leaked from the corner of his mouth and soaked into Sean's fleece. Ugh! Wrinkling his nose, Sean scowled at the sheepdog, then looked up at the sound of Nuts stamping his hooves, whooping and clapping. The credits were rolling. He had missed the end of the movie, and it was all Bitzer's fault. Furious, he pushed the dog away again. This time, Bitzer fell back on the hay bale, still snoring. Bitzer had ruined the movie. Some sort of punishment was in order.